Talk Live. 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, and you can call in about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Stephanie.
Kicking off the third hour. And we've been talking about sort of life extension things, and, you know, I don't know, see how, there's some people on the line that want to talk about it, so let's go straight to the phone, Stephanie. It's Kevin in Fargo, listening on 970 AM. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call. I actually was kind of inspired when you mentioned the idea of living an extremely long time, potentially, quote-unquote, forever. And one of the things that has always been a conversation topic with me and a couple of other people is the idea of if your wish is to live for eternity, that's a mistake you'll have to live with for a very long time, because essentially, as you meet new people, whatever types of people, business associates or people that become friends, you just have to realize you're going to live longer than them. They're going to die, and you're going to continue living. Your family members are going to die,
but that's in the context of a society where only you could live. Yeah, it would be a wish. So that's sort of a magical aspect of it, I guess. But if the technology advances to a certain point, then it potentially could be available to lots of people. But then there's the argument again that maybe only the wealthy would have access to it first or something until it comes down in price.
Exactly. That it may be only the wealthy. It may be only a handful of people that want it. And it's going to be this awful splintering in smaller circles, because there's going to be some people that, well, I don't want to live for 400 years. Maybe some people will think that 110 years is enough.
Well, I'm with you on this one. And remember, this isn't a situation where you make the wish and you cannot die. You would have the option of unplugging oneself from the robot body at any time. But most humans don't live for X amount of years. What they do live is moment to moment. And very few people want to in their life moment to moment, especially if the people that they care about can come along with them. I get the idea that if you're outliving your children by a long stretch, that life may be, it may seem meaningless into the future. Maybe you'll find meaning. Who knows?
But if you are a sovereign individual, shouldn't you have the choice about when to end your life, if at all possible, like with the technology that there is? And so if any time you truly wanted to end your life, you should have control over that, right, and be able to do so.
Yes, but that's starting to open an entirely new can of worms, where we're living in a country that has problems with the idea of women controlling their bodies and whether
yes,
or not they're pregnant, and in a country where assisted suicide is a hot-button issue, where if it's going to turn into something where you are mechanically living beyond your natural means, who's going to say you can't stop yourself from living beyond your mechanical means now? And it's very much like I have a couple of friends that are attending law school, and they're expecting that we're going to be moving into Xeno law, where we're going to meet alien races. And there are some people that are with the idea of Andro law or Android law, where you've got people that are
created
cybernetic individuals.
Sure.
And the new laws and ethics that are going to be stemming from that. And it's a really exciting series of conversations we have.
It is. But the law moves slowly. And when you're talking about people, people are going to become androids or what do they call them?
Cyborgs.
Relatively quickly. So how is the law going to catch up to that? The fact is that humans are evolving more quickly.
I don't know if I care so much about the law, but the ethics of it is very interesting to think about, right?
Laws the intention of laws is to be codified ethics. I mean, obviously they don't end up being that.
Well, yeah, but so the ethics would probably come first, right?
That discussion. As people live longer, they're going to put up less and less with the poor customer service that they get out of the government.
Yeah.
So
that's one of the things I like.
Interesting ideas, Kevin. I do appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Bill, listening in Illinois on the Internet. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? I'm very new to the Liberty Movement, but I like a lot about what I hear. I never cared much about politics, but Ron Paul has got me really excited in this election. And well,
welcome, Bill. Just want to say welcome.
I just thought about what the future of the Liberty Movement is, or I don't know if Liberty Movement and Libertarian, if you think if that's the same thing. But, I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like it's gaining some traction here. I don't know, you know, recently, I want to know if, you know, that momentum can carry forward. What do you think?
I think it's certainly the ideas of liberty are gaining traction. Human, you know, if you take a look at human freedom, it has been increasing over time since the agrarian age, when it became profitable for people to use other people as livestock. We're still in that paradigm in the sense that government believes that it owns its citizens. But, you know, I think over time you're seeing more and more human freedom. I don't know whether it's technology that's going to drag us out of the mire, or whether it's, it seems unlikely it's going to be government.
It won't be government.
I think the most you can hope from the legislative process is to hold off the depredations of the state.
I would like to see people. I'm going to present a very, like, maybe out there sounding view to other people. I think that the change is going to come in human freedom and bringing it to everybody when people really start working on themselves as much as possible and attaining as much freedom as they can for themselves in their own lives. And then it'll spread outwards. You know, you have the most control over what you do in your own personal sphere. It's difficult to control what governments do or what things happen on a large scale, but you can. It starts with you, and it starts with your how you interact with other people in your life.
Wow, those are some great answers. Well, thank you very much, and keep up the good work. I enjoy listening to y'all.
Thanks, Bill. Take a look at the Free State Project.
Come to Porkfest, Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I would love to. I'd love to. Hopefully soon. Yeah, cool. You guys have a nice evening.
You too.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Greg in North Carolina. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Greg?
Yo.
You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Greetings. That earlier caller was talking about making allusions towards, like, robot intercourse. One of the things that you may have to be concerned about, if indeed there is success in shifting brains and spinal cords into machines, it gives you the opportunity to go into situations of overstimulation. There was an experiment where electrodes were put into a rat's brain, and the rat was taught that if he would depress a switch, a small current would be put in his brain, mm-hmm. which excited pleasure centers, mm-hmm. extreme pleasure centers. And it got to the point, excuse me, I have a congestion. It got to the point the rat spent so much time merely smacking that button repeatedly that he starved it to death.
Sure. So yeah, I mean, couldn't you make that argument that same thing is possible now with things like drug addiction, especially with some of the really addictive substances that are out there?
Addicts are doing it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's an interesting counter-argument, not really a counter-argument, but the idea that the desire to just exclusively stimulate those pleasure centers and go for this short-term pleasure comes from people who are stressed and traumatized, or animals who are stressed and traumatized and are trying more to self-medicate than to just simply seek pleasure.
Because, they're bored and they have no other view of life.
Yeah.
And have no solace in AA calls it a higher power.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, I think. And you know, people can learn to experience long-term joy, which is different than short-term kind of pleasure, like something that might come from, for instance, pressing a lever to stimulate the pleasure center in your brain. And the other thing is our brains are built in such a way as if we keep getting that powerful stimulation, it'll become less effective over time, right? They kind of down-regulates that response.
Yeah. Ed, thanks for calling. 855-450-3733. Here on Free Talk Live, your calls are welcome.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. The state owns you. Excuse me.
They do own you.
They act like they do. They own the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you'd need a boat. And not just any boat, a life yacht. Life Yacht is a it's an idea. It's a stable. The idea of a stable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own food, and has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. With a Life Yacht, you could live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. You could be involved for as little as $1,000 and the commitment of as few as 8 months. Go to ericksoncouncil.com. Again, it's ericksoncouncil.com. There's a banner at freetalklive.com if you can't find the website. And find out more. It's a very interesting idea. You know, we need radical ideas. We need people thinking about doing different things. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Aaron in Manchester. Oh, excuse me. Let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How y'all doing tonight?
All's well.
All right, Stephanie.
Yes.
Hey, the longevity deal, life extension, the number one reason, tobacco use has dropped about 19-18%.
Yeah, tobacco use has dropped a great deal. But one thing I wonder about that, though, Ed, is that now I hear, and I'm certainly no expert in the area, but I hear that people... The tobacco companies treat tobacco in order to make it more addictive, and they add these things that are more carcinogens to it. And so the tobacco has become more deadly over time, not less so. I mean, I can't imagine, say, even as, you know, 50 or 60 years ago, that they're probably just cutting the plants down and, you know, drying it out and chopping it up and turning it into cigarettes,
well,
right?
The reason why they can do that is because they have so much protection from the state. I mean, it's the tobacco...
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you, but Sir Richard, Dr. Dahl, I think was his name. You can look it up. In 1950s, he smoked like two packs a day. Mm-hmm. He started doing research on tobacco, and he quit smoking halfway through the study.
Not bad.
Even with you know, the additives you're talking about, you hear a lot of people talk about, it doesn't even need the additive.
Tobacco, oh, I'm sure.
It's toxic.
Yeah, yeah. I would not claim anything else.
Right, because the filter, you know, they put ammonia in it. I don't know if you know. They put ammonia because it's fast. You know, the fastest way the brain is through the lungs. Mm-hmm. And then they put ammonia in it to get it there quicker, because what do most tobacco users want, or cigarette smokers, first thing in the morning, they say most of them want a cigarette.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, Steph, let me tell y'all about this, though, in today's New York Times.
Sure.
Alexander, you know the lady I talked to you about the new Jim Crow book?
You're going to need to explain it for folks.
Okay, anyway, Michelle Alexander has written a book called The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration. But in today's New York Times, she's got Go to Trial, Crash the Justice System.
So, interesting. What does that say?
What they're saying is, I wish she'd look it up. Maybe we can talk about it sometime. But y'all know, 90% of criminal cases are never tried before a jury.
More than, whoa. It's like 99+%.
Right.
A friend of mine was in a town, and they hadn't had a jury trial in years when he took his trial.
Wow.
And what about the Tulia? Was it in Texas? Like 90% of the black males were in the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
See the war on drugs. But look right here, the guy from the Libertarian Cato Institute, Timothy Lynch,
mm-hmm.
He said the system is rigged. But, hey, Stephanie, I wish you'd read this or something. We'll look over it anyway. But it's by Michelle Alexander in today's paper.
Yeah, great. I just Googled it. So the first thing that comes up is The New Jim Crow, which, as you mentioned, is this book about the sort of institutionalized racism inherent in the prison system and the drug war, especially.
Drug war. No,
yeah.
You know why, don't you? Like they have crime marches here in the town I live in. So I called to these local shows, and you know what I asked them?
What's a crime march?
The crime march is like they have the shootings and all. Where do you think they're going to happen?
Usually in the hood, right?
Yeah.
In the black community. Because, you know, their families have been destroyed due to the mass incarceration. That's what this book is about. More blacks are incarcerated now than were locked up during the Jim Crow era, or even in Civil War times.
As a percentage?
Yes.
The U.S. has these very high incarceration rates in general, right? Highest in the world, right? As a per capita of the population, the most people are in prison, more than in China, more than Iran, anywhere.
Less than 5% of the world's population, 25% of the world's prisoners.
Right. 25% of the world. Think about that.
That's incredible.
Crazy.
And you know what it is? It's always, I mean, I don't know if y'all agree with me, it's always the brown skin. We love to bomb them. We love to incarcerate them.
In the, sadly, this seems to be
true. Well, I think it self-perpetuates. I mean, you know...
But it's getting better.
I think, but you know, to some extent, you know, it creates, you know, the communities are destabilized, and then, you know, they're destabilized. Then there really is crime in those communities, and then, you know, police go in to fix the problem, further destabilize the communities. I think
they don't fix anything.
Just you know, sadly, it's the drug war. I think is what the bottom of it is, and that's you know, there could be a lot of solutions in the area of crime as far as the, you know, getting rid of the drug war. Ed, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Aaron. It's in Manchester on XM. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Mark and Stephanie. We had an earlier caller who called in and mentioned the study where they put electrodes in rats' brains in the pleasure centers and that they would pleasure themselves to death.
Yes, at the expense of doing things like eating and stuff.
Yeah, and, well, there was another study where they did that, and then they put the rats in an interactive environment where they had toys and tunnels that you run through.
I'm so glad you brought this up, Aaron. This is called the Rat Park Study, and that's actually exactly what I was referring to when I mentioned that stressed and traumatized animals are more likely to self-administer drugs and do things like he mentioned. Yeah. And the rat park was a place for rats where they were basically happy rats. Like they had, as you said, Aaron, a space to play around, toys and intellectual stimulation. And they were offered drugs in this environment, but they didn't take them like the rats who were just right after surgery, kept in a tiny cage, and the only stimulation they had was this lever that they could press.
Well,
basically.
I was hearing the caller talking about it. My immediate assumption is, well, some rats will go for that and some rats wouldn't. Some humans would go for it and some wouldn't. Some humans would stimulate themselves to death and thus solving the problem of which humans will stimulate themselves to death.
But they're self-medicating, though. That's the thing. It's trauma leads them to do that.
But some will. If you have a machine that will allow a human to receive the greatest amount of pleasure over time
It's not just some people, like, as if it's a genetic thing. Like, sure, there are probably genetic influences on that.
I have no idea who will do it, but it doesn't really matter to me. Some will do it.
It does matter, because if you can address the root cause, which is trauma... And unresolved.
The bigger problem in this scenario is if humans can go on for a longer period of time, what are we going to do about the procreation of them? I mean, at this point, with the way the world's going.
So, are you saying that we should just let people kill themselves off if they have problems?
I think that if people want to solve that problem, what I'm going to say is, drug addicts, some of them you can't save. End of story. They're gonna do what they're gonna do.
Wow. What about some empathy for them? Jeez.
I have plenty of empathy for them. That doesn't mean that you can save them. That's my experience. My best friend in the world just wants to stop smoking crack. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Here in the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
You can call in, talk about what you want to talk about. 855-450-FREE. SACL toll-free call-in line. Before we were going out, I didn't like the way I said something, so I want to retract. All right.
What did you say?
So I got two darn many best friends. As everybody has, but likely most people have in life, they've
you can have more than one best friend. Love is like an ocean, not like a bathtub.
By its definition,
one doesn't have to get out for the other.
A superlative is superlative, right?
I suppose.
I had a very good friend, and I would still put him in the sort of the in that at one point a best friend category who. You know, it was a good friend of mine in prison, and sadly, he's just come and gone from prison. He gets a good life in front of him, but then some kind of problem comes up, and, you know, something goes wrong. Now, look, I've got all kinds of empathy for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I've sent him money, and I've done all kinds of things, but, you know, you can't solve somebody else's problem. They've got to solve it for themselves.
But they could be helped. I mean, like, if they wanted to go to a therapist or something, there are a lot of people who specialize in helping people overcome drug addiction.
Who's going to send him to a therapist?
Well, you said you sent him money, right? I mean,
how much do you think I'm sending him? I'm sending him money in prison.
I don't know how much you
for
sent
zoom
him.
For zooms and wham whams.
Okay, fine.
I can't pay for somebody else's therapy.
I didn't know what you meant. I mean,
that would be crazy. I don't make that kind of money.
Maybe he could pay for his own, or maybe he could get a job where there's insurance that covers it, or maybe somebody who comes
culture.
To the prison to do volunteer counseling.
Some kind of therapy can solve people, but sadly in today's culture,
but
if you don't solve your problem, your problem's not going to get solved.
They have to want to.
To my voice.
You can't just send somebody to a therapist and expect that that'll fix everything if they don't want to be there. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's intrinsic motivation.
Yeah. Right? Responsibility is yours. I can't do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's a victim.
So do you think that there's something about this person where he is permanently beyond hope? Like he could never overcome this drug addiction that's messing up a lot of things in his life?
I don't think it's a drug addiction. I think it's his own attitude. I mean, it's all about attitude.
So, but that's great because that's even easier to change.
But I think that's true with everybody's all mental illness. The vast majority of mental illness problems is about attitude.
A lot of it, yeah, sure. A lot of it's about irrational thoughts. I mean, isn't that the whole thing behind cognitive behavioral therapy? Is examining sort of little irrationalities in your thinking and how they're causing you to do like these negative behaviors and just thinking about those more rationally will help you do better in life, I guess.
Getting irrational people to look at your irrationalities and hoping that we somehow think irrationally.
Well, people are rational creatures. I mean, that's what makes us human, Mark. Don't you agree?
That rationality makes us human?
Yeah, or one of the things. I mean,
I don't know.
Rationality,
bipedal
empathy,
locomotion might be it. Let's go to Frank and Freak.
Well, some monkeys walk on there. Yeah.
Well, what, are you making an accusation that humans aren't primates?
Evening.
Hey, Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good. It's very interesting. I thought we'd address the notion that you just brought up about rationality.
Okay.
That's a social construction, which means that
rationality is a social construction.
You really can't prove rationality or irrationality, kind of like attempting to prove the existence of God. You can't disprove the existence nor can you prove it.
So do you think that there's no truth out there? Like, you can't ever know if anything is really true?
No,
is that what you're saying?
They're truths, but in a sense, the truth is based upon a consensus. And if we look at postmodern philosophy, we see...
No, it's not. Actually, Frank, I mean, I think we're probably coming from two different schools of thought here, but it's kind of dangerous when you say that there's no real truth and that everything is subjective
and
can't really prove anything.
No real truth. I said that truth is actually...
Truth is based on consensus,
you know,
so if most people think it's okay, then it's true? I mean,
well,
that doesn't make any sense.
The point is, within their lives or their life story or their life text, it is true. I mean, truth is consensus.
No, Frank.
And
there are
people,
some things that are true independent of how we perceive them or what we think of them.
Well,
gravity?
The question I wanted
is,
to raise...
Is gravity untrue if you don't believe it?
Question.
No, Frank. Hold on. We have to talk about this because... I can't just let you go on about this because I want to talk about rationality,
well,
okay?
Rationality
because
is social construction.
You said that already, Frank, but I want to
Correct.
Discuss it. I don't want to just repeat the same thing. If you reason from first principles, if you have certain things that are self-evident, that are axiomatic, right, and you use those first principles to come to other ideas, you don't think that's an objective way of reasoning that can apply to everything?
No, it is. It is an objective way of reasoning, but when you deal with rationality as a social construction, I can attempt to prove irrationality. The point is, it's a matter of consensus. And as a social construction, you may say, well, I'm going to rely on the last 200 years of philosophy and psychology and the social sciences to make my case, whereby I could take a different perspective and take a theological perspective or a history perspective from the classical traditions of philosophy and history and Herodotus and make the case that man is irrational. History proves it, all of this stuff. So we're not going to get anywhere, but ultimately truth is a matter of consensus. And, you know,
I completely disagree, Frank. Some things are true and some things are not. I mean, if we come to a consensus, Frank, if we come to a consensus, okay, he's just talking. He doesn't
creation and procreation. And I wanted to say that people shouldn't worry too much about, you know, procreation, because those running the system, whether we call them the insiders or the Illuminati, there's going to be a mass sterilization, and only a very small percent, maybe 5%, will be able to reproduce. And we're going to see that, you know, as the New World Order progresses, and with Fukushima and the fertility
rate
being changed.
Frank, I don't have a consensus that what you're saying is true, so it must be wrong.
Well, it could be. But
I think
point is that it's a matter of consensus and context. And
well, I think
everything is not relative to the context. Everything is not subjective. There are some things that are true.
Tell me, what are they?
Okay, is gravity
true? I'm going to put you on the spot. You tell me what is true.
What? Is gravity true, Frank?
Pardon me?
Is gravity true? If you drop something, is it going to fall?
The Newtonian principle of gravity under the Western tradition of scientific thought appears to be true, but when we go into string theory, the notion of gravity
it's not true.
When we take it into another dimension of theoretical physics, gravity is debatable. You know,
yeah, people always go into quantum physics when they want to make things seem.
So the point is,
you can't understand it. You don't know about quantum physics. I'm right.
you use gravity as the example. Therefore, I was able to take gravity out of the Newtonian tradition and bring it into the contemporary theoretical physics of string theory, and then we're questioning all of these things again.
Frank, do you think that goes into cultural relativism?
My point.
Frank, you think
thank
that goes
you very
in?
Much.
See,
wasn't there a news item out in the last week that said that gravity had that the understanding of gravity had actually changed? Just like that some new paper had come out. I don't think that means anything.
There might be some new information that comes out, but are you going to walk off the edge of a cliff and expect to float? No, I'm not.
I'm certainly
unless
not.
I'm on psychoactive drugs or
and that does,
psychedelic drugs.
And that was what my thought was. I didn't want to jump in while you two were having fun, but perception's an issue too. I mean, so like gravity, you can perceive whether or not gravity's having an effect on you, and you can have some therefore have an argument, and claim some kind of truth for yourself that is different than what my truth is regarding gravity.
I mean, you could perceive anything. You could hallucinate something. You could,
that's what I'm talking
you could
about.
See something wrong, but do you think that alters actual reality if you perceive something?
I don't know what reality is. If you don't think there's
an objective reality that's outside
of
our perception?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Okay.
But the problem is, and I think that's the best way to deal with life. However, I think that it's just my perception, and then I wonder, are you people really in this room? Am I in a room?
That's the brain in a jar argument, right? Like, you could just be in the Matrix, basically, and you could be... You could be seeing the Matrix, and you'd never really know. Right.
Right. At that point, you are really...
But we live our lives as though we're not in the Matrix.
Absolutely.
I
look both ways before I cross the street, because I'm afraid to get hit by cars, because I don't want to lose whatever I've got going on here. I think that this is the best way to operate, and that's why I like sort of the objectivist theory behind it.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
Okay.
But at the same time, perception is what perception is for people. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am a dirty ass. Takes away everything he can get. Keeps them on the hook with this horrible head.
And they call it democracy.
I had enough of green lines from fascistic, psychopathic, genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Last segment.
Been talking about this evening. Been all over the place.
Yeah, we were going to talk about pink slime, but we ended up on objective reality and, you know. Philosophy.
Okay, so gravity's gravity. I'm not going to say that gravity's not gravity. But I think that there's some things that, you know, maybe less objective. And I want to get into them here after I talk about shop.freetalklive.com.
Because
it's a reality that you can't continue to run a business without money. And, you know, the fact is you've got to have things. You've got to buy stuff to live life. So you have to buy stuff. Free Talk Live needs money. That's why we set up shop.freetalklive.com. You can buy the things that you would normally buy at, say, Amazon or Newegg, and you will cut back to Free Talk Live a certain percentage. Those companies will, as sort of advertising costs or whatever. It's a great system. You get the same prices, the same service, the same everything that you would normally get. And all you have to do is go to shop.freetalklive.com, go through our links, and we get a percentage. It's shop.freetalklive.com. It's a great system for everybody. But, you know,
talking about a great system for everybody. I think that sometimes when people start getting into this whole notion of there's nothing that's really true, everything's contextual, everything depends on the culture that you're in, depends on the time that you're in. Well, I think there are certain things, like if murder is not okay today, then it's not okay in ancient Greece, or it's not okay in anywhere, right? It's kind of a universal. If people own themselves, right, if people have that self-ownership that a lot of people say is self-evident, you know, then that means you have certain rights, you know, not to have that violated.
So is it wrong for chimpanzees to kill other chimpanzees? They will do it. When, you know, when a chimpanzee comes into another chimpanzee's group or troop or whatever they call a gathering of chimpanzees,
I
don't know.
Hey, you know, there's the idea that
pensation
there is some... What?
They always have some dumb word for a group of animals.
That is true, yes.
No, it's a gaggle of elephants.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Coven or whatever.
You know, and I mean, it's fun poetry, but I don't take it very seriously. It's a murder of crows.
And, yeah, I mean...
As if crows murder things. But, you know, if a chimpanzee comes into a troop of chimpanzees, here you're talking about a lesser primate than humans. I'm going to call it lesser. But these beasts have capacity for emotions and, yes, you know, a certain amount of logical
thought. Some language, yeah.
Yeah, they're not murdering. They're doing whatever they do. And so I don't think murder is...
So you're asking what separates humans from animals, though, right? And, I mean, there are differences between our brains and the brains of other
primates. There are differences between all animals. There are differences between chimpanzees and...
Right, but we have rational minds. Like, we can use our reasoning...
Who knows that chimpanzees don't have rational minds?
Well, they do to some extent. Like, they observe laws of physics, right? They know that gravity works just like we do. But, and, you know, they know how to use tools and communicate with each other and stuff like that. But, I mean, as humans, we can think about these things. We can think about applying rules. We have concept formation, right? We can think about applying universal rules to everybody, right? And so if you don't want to be killed, then you wouldn't want to kill anyone else.
I'm with you. This is the way I live my life, there's no doubt. But I don't know that these things are necessarily provable. I mean, I'm going to go for the premise that I own me because I control my body, and ownership is about control, and nobody else can control my body. I love that idea. That makes sense. And therefore, if I use my body to create something, that I have ownership and control over that thing, and that I should be able to sell it, trade it, barter it, keep it, whatever, that I should have the right to it. I love those ideas. I think that those make perfectly good sense to me. Mm-hmm. But I know that the world does not operate as though I own my body, because if they did, they
would not do, though, for the most part. I mean, are people
they support
doing
the system?
Are people trying to? Okay, we have a call in line, but it seems like you have pretty much exclusive use of your body and
not
the control
over the things
of your,
I create with it. Because they want to tax me.
Well, because the government is violating your rights,
and people support the government because you can't live without it. You know, as if the government means.
But that doesn't mean that you don't own yourself, though. I mean, that doesn't mean that.
Yes, it does.
Well,
if a guy can come and take my car anytime he wants to take my car, do I really own the car? No, I don't. Let's go to Andy in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Got a few minutes here.
Good evening.
Hi.
Beatings?
No, it's a good evening.
I thought good evening was what came out.
Okay.
On the topic you're talking about, you know, life, liberty, justly acquired property.
I think that these are good systems to work by. I'm not going to argue with that.
If you have that, you know, and if there isn't an institution in place that actively denies you that, like we kind of have now, then, you know, you're fine. But I wanted to go back to what you guys were talking about last night with Rush Limbaugh and the advertisers, and they were all running away, and, oh, you know. And
I had some thoughts on that, too. Interesting that you brought that up.
I kind of, you know, I'm in my mid-30s now, and when I was a teenager, I listened to Rush some, and I watched his TV show. I don't know if you remember that, but he had a TV show, and I watched that and
me too.
Was into it. But, you know, now, today, a story come out that an advertiser that Rush was doing live reads for, which I know you're familiar with.
Sure.
You guys do live reads on the air. And they had left and wanted to come back, and Rush told them, hey, screw you.
Well, Rush certainly doesn't need the money.
Yeah, well, and, you know, and what does that say about, you know,
the effectiveness of withdrawing your support?
I've heard some conflicting stories about this woman and her proclivities, or, you know, whatever.
From what I can tell, this poor lady that Rush just took the story, twisted it out of its normal shape. I mean, I read those transcripts, and it didn't make what she was talking about was giving free was forcing a college to give free medical care to some people who clearly needed medical care. You know, as far as I'm concerned, if they're going to give all other kinds of medical care, the idea that they wouldn't give birth control pills to people that might have, you know...
Who pays for it if she gets pregnant? I mean...
cysts or whatever. you know, it doesn't make any sense to me.
It's going to be the college, of course.
But this is their religion. This is their religion. If you want to go to a Catholic school, you're going to have to expect that you're going to have some conflicts over birth control. I mean, you know, whatever. I think it's a property rights issue.
Yeah, I mean, the birth control pills are the property of one person, and the other person wants them. There's an in-between there, I guess.
Well, I think that, look, I shouldn't, if I run a business and it's against my morals to provide whatever it is to my employees, then I shouldn't have to do it. I mean, those aren't my employees. Those are people that choose every single day to get in a car and drive to some place where I pay them to do stuff.
Sure. Yeah, I'd like to see people have choice about
true,
yeah.
Even though that's true, you know, at the end of the day, what really is the problem is how people define the word insurance.
Well, it's linked to employers, which is a construct of the government.
No, it has to do with government interfering, but the result of government interfering is that people have an idea of what insurance is, and what their idea is not realistic.
So what is insurance?
Insurance is supposed to be security against, you know, bad things happening.
I see what you're saying. Now it's more like a payment plan, isn't it?
And against the possibility of you getting into an altercation with somebody else or a fence or a post or a tree or whatever, and bam, you know, you have a...
Car insurance doesn't pay for your gas and oil changes, and medicine pays for medical
thing.
Insurance
it's
does.
About people understanding what health insurance is, you know, and I've been put into the situation for the last several years where my wife would really like to have birth control because it just improves her quality of life overall.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't really been able to afford that, so she hasn't been able to do that. But once now I've picked up a job that's good, now that we can do that, we'll do that. And, you know, we'll pay for it, or we'll get it out of the insurance, or, you know, whatever it takes, but still doesn't make the fact that we're
the
using
reality.
The insurance system to buy the pills for a reduced rate right. But on the other hand, if we didn't have all this nonsense in the way, then, you know, people that wanted pills could just get them, you know, from somebody who said, this is the content of this pill, and we certify it. And if we screw up, then we're liable. If everybody could have access to that, then obviously it would be cheaper for everybody that wanted to access it. And that's, you know, that's the logic that...
If people would stop relying on insurance to pay for their medicine, then they would, then you'd probably see a lot cheaper pills out there.
Don't forget the patent system increases the price.
Yeah, the patent system does too. Andy, thanks for the call. 855.
No, we're done.
Why am I giving the telephone number? I do that all the time. It's been Mark
and Stephanie
here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Live every single day of the week. Monday through Sunday, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.